In the end, rain played spoilsport and won the test match. It was a draw. Going to Melbourne, the scoreline is 1-1. Australia came out all guns blazing, tried to set a target for India, but India also did the job pretty much in the time they had in the on the crease. So, a big retirement today as well from Ravichandran Ashwin, a legend of the game. But before that, I have with me my wonderful co-host, Australian fan Shabel. What do you think of today's play?
Nice for you to call an Australian fan wonderful. That's nice. I'll take that as a compliment. It's good. Oh, today was just it was. It's more thinking ahead to Melbourne because we looked at the radar and we thought there's not going to be a result here. It was a surprise that we got 20, 25 overs, but it's like you want the top order to get some runs and get some confidence. The fact that we've been blown away again at the top. There's some concerns there again with the top order with both teams, to be honest, but. From an Australian perspective, that concern is still there. The top three are not scoring runs. And although McSweeney and Labuschagne have done their best in blunting out the new ball in this series, they're not scoring enough runs. And just that mental advantage that the bowlers can have over the top order heading into Melbourne is there.
And that's the first thing that I want to discuss today. We've got a couple of things on the agenda, but that's the first question for you as an Australian fan. How much do you read into the second innings?
A little bit, yeah, for sure, because those guys have not been scoring. If they were scoring runs and they get out trying to hit, I wouldn't be as concerned, obviously. But because they just haven't been scoring and Usman Khawaja's form, he's the most experienced guy there, not really performing. And then Marnus. Again, Marnus, for me, if you're going to play a shot like that outside off stump, have a full-blooded go at it. It's just like a little waft. And he
Do
did
you
the same
really
thing at
think
Adelaide.
the plan of Australia was to score quick runs? Because it
Yeah,
didn't
it seemed
look
like that.
like, but it didn't look like until they lost 3 wickets. Because at the
Yeah.
it could have been like, let's get just some batting practice in. And when they lost those early 3 wickets, they were like, okay, let's have a hit.
May have been as well just to see off Bumrah and then try attack the other bowlers, maybe because it's so hard, of course, to hit out against Bumrah. But it's perhaps that might have been the thinking. See out, maybe he might get a few overs at the top. If we see him out, then we can maybe look to hit out. Possibly that was the plan. But yeah, and McSweeney getting out to maybe one that stayed a bit low, but still not a great shot. And yeah, I don't know whether our top three can score big at the moment. It just doesn't seem that way, but see what happens for Melbourne. There's calls for Constance to come in and drop Khawaja or drop Marnus, but I can't see the selectors doing it.
No,
They
not in the
just
middle of the
they've got the
series.
not in the middle of the series. They've got history of sticking with players. I can't remember the last time they dropped a player. Was
In the
it
middle
Cam
of the
Green or
series, yeah.
was he injured the last time they dropped him for Mitch Marsh to come back? He may have been injured. So and David Warner's the last to go, but he retired. So they wouldn't drop him. So they're not big on dropping people, this selection panel. So I can't see that happening, but we're going to need more output from our top three.
So, sticking to this test match, couple of moments that you think Australia could have sort of, captured those moments to push for a result early on, so it didn't have to come to, day
Yeah.
five.
So I thought, look, I spoke about this before. I thought we could have declared earlier, and I know that would have made the follow-on target smaller, but you give yourself more time to bowl, is my point. And then even if you bowl India out without enforcing the follow-on, you've got more time in your second innings to then try set them a target. So Australia batted for a very short time today, but if you declared a bit earlier, you may have had a little bit more time to bat. But also just that Nathan Lyon Alex Carey partnership was strange because they batted 10, 11 overs and scored about
They
two an
did.
over. It made no sense. So if you're going to bat, try score quickly to get India in as soon as possible. And then I think yesterday the Steve Smith catch was a massive moment in the game. That was a huge moment. Like you can't underestimate how big a moment that is because India would have been five down for not many with
Mean,
KL
KL
Rahul
scored
out.
like 50 runs after that.
KL scored another 50, played really, really well. That was the one mistake he made, and we didn't pounce. And it was such an easy catch. And then, obviously, I think Hazelwood's injury as well. I think if Steve Smith takes that catch and Hazelwood is fit and firing, I think we enforce a follow-on and push on for potentially a victory.
Because
And then India would be, yeah.
Even if Hazelwood would have gotten injured and let's say Smith would have still caught that, it was still Australia's game. You know, Australia could have still done the follow on because, you know, 50 runs and that partnership with Jadeja that KL Rahul did was really the defining moment of the Test match, and obviously
Literally, like,
can't.
just things went flat. I felt when Josh Hazlewood got injured, I just felt the intensity of the game dropped a little bit. I just felt Australia felt all of a sudden they're up against the wall a little bit in trying to get these wickets, and then thinking if we do enforce the follow on, we're gonna have to come out again with three bowlers because your all-rounder's not bowling. Yeah, it's
And then
that's just it's all what ifs.
obviously Stark and Cummins not bowling enough full balls to the 10 and 11. And
As well.
they had like a partnership of 47 in the end, which was absolutely amazing to watch. But yeah, I think from an Indian point of view, going into MCG 1-1 would be they would be really happy. Let's not sugarcoat
Yes,
it.
that's true.
They
That's
wouldn't.
true.
You know,
They
people
would be.
saying, why are you happy with this kind of performances? I mean, they did not expect to go to MCG 1-1. They obviously, you know, you don't expect players that they lose or anything like that, but you
I
know.
think India would be happy with the performance. I think they're just happy that they avoided the follow-on because at that point they said, okay, the game is safe. So we've avoided defeat here. We can go to Melbourne 1-all. But in terms of the performance, if they're not thinking they need to improve, then it's good news for Australia. I think there has to be a significant
Oh,
improvement
I think right. Rohit said in the
for both teams. But for India, if we're talking about India, their top order left a lot to be desired the way they batted. Getting out in similar fashion, including Virat Kohli especially. And then also I thought the field placements and the approach and some of the bowling left a lot to be desired as well when Australia were batting. So, you know, not sticking to a plan long enough.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. I think. From an Indian point of view, the plan for MCG has to be, you know, if they bat first, get a big score, and by big I don't mean 700, you know, and you know make your top three bat as long
imagine
as
that.
possible.
Imagine
Make
700.
oh,
Back
if India gets 700, oh come on, I mean I'd be
the bags. I'm out of here.
you know, make your top three. Just hammer it in their skulls, in their thick skulls, that you have to bat 15 overs. You have to bat 50 balls each. Just that, what, 50 balls each? How many overs is that? That's 20 overs. That's 25 overs. And imagine Virat Kohli, Rishabh Pant. As an Australian fan, imagine you watch Virat Kohli and Rishabh Pant and Rohit Sharma come out to bat in the 30th over, 35th over. You know what that does to the psyche of the Australian players and fans as well. If Pant gets going with the old ball in the 48th, 50th over, that's 40 overs till the new ball, second new ball, and 40 overs are enough for Pant to
That's what Travis Head's been doing for us. So when we talk about the top three for Australia, particularly Khawaja, not scoring a lot of runs. The fact is, though, that McSweeney and Marnus, the last couple of tests, first innings here, then in Adelaide as well, they batted time, particularly in the Adelaide test, batting under lights and seeing that through to set up the platform for Travis Head. I think we've spoken about this in the series. The game changes up after the 25th, 30th over, where the ball gets older, doesn't do as much. Then your middle order can come in after a platform and do the business. So Travis Head and Alex Carey have benefited from that in this game. We just need Mitch Marsh to score because, you know, he's taking some nice catches in this game, but we need more contributions from him because he's not bowling, and that's a big
Do you think
problem.
he fits into the team after this series? Or even during the series for the next
To
two
me,
games?
I said in before the second test, I said he shouldn't be in the side if he's not bowling because you've got the role of an all-rounder is you've got to contribute some overs with the ball. Some good overs with the ball would have been handy for us in this test. Even if it doesn't have to be express, but if it's testing, you know, top of off stump, nibble it either way, you know, it could be dangerous. But if you're not contributing overs, it puts a lot of pressure on the other guys, particularly when another guy gets injured. And Hazelwood's already injury prone, so it not easy. But look, we'll see. Hopefully Marsh can contribute something at Melbourne. But they keep telling us he's right to bowl, but he doesn't bowl. And when he does bowl, it's not very good. It's way down on pace, way down on impact. Yeah, look, they're not going to drop him. They'll keep him in, and Scott Boland will come in at the MCG, and that's the only change I'll see. I
Yep.
think
And
that's the only change I think they'll make.
I think these sort of problems around the Australian team are enough to inspire the Indian team, should be enough to inspire the Indian
What,
team.
Nash? It's both sides. There's positives
Yep.
for either side. We look at India and we say, well, there's positives there for us to exploit, and the same for you guys to us. So it makes it
Yep.
very interesting as to which team would be the happier or the more content. Possibly
I
India
think
because
it's
it's one
a
all.
yeah, I think it's a
But yeah.
matter of which team shits the bed first, to be honest.
It is a bit like that.
Because
Yeah.
if Bumrah again clicks, and not to mention if Akashdeep,
Not if.
who has bowled
It's when
really
he
well as well,
clicks.
he
It's when
just
he
needs that
clicks, not
support
if.
from the other end, to be honest. He just needs that support from Siraj and Akashdeep from the other end, because if they get it right in at MCG, it could be a long, long test match for Australia. Because usually the bowling team's performance, sorry, the bowling attack's performance usually does a lot to lift up the batters as well. And that's what I'm hoping will happen after this test match. This test match, especially performances that are put in by Jadeja, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Akashdeep and Bumrah with the bat, inspires the top four, top five to get their act together and put on a big score.
Absolutely. And I thought I saw really good signs from Akashdeep, even in the first innings where he didn't get the wickets and the figures didn't look great. There was some good signs from him, and I thought in the second innings he was looking really, really dangerous. So India have got a very good supporting bowler there for Bumrah. You probably need more from Siraj. Don't be afraid
Yeah.
with the newer ball to get the ball up to the bat a little bit more. I thought he was too short in this test match. But what can I say about Jasprit Bumrah? I'm running out of words to describe him. I say it to
Average
my
is
cousins.
10 in the series. Average
He's
is
averaging 10 in
10.
this series, but you look at his 10 tests in Australia, he's averaging 17 with
Yep.
53 wickets. And I said to my cousins, I say to a lot of people that I've had the privilege, we've all had the privilege of watching a lot of cricket here in Australia over the last 20, 25 years. I can't think of a bowler who's had this sort of impact consistently, game in, game out. Every ball looks like he's going to take a wicket. He's bowling hand grenades. I'm running out of adjectives to describe him. He's a wonderful bowler to watch, unless it's against Australia. But he's outstanding. And
I mean, you know what? If
there's no
a
bowlers
bowler
that
like
there's no bowlers had that fear factor. Dale
if
Steyn was unbelievable,
yep.
but he had a couple of amazing performances. But also there were some other tests where Australia were well on top of South Africa. Michael Clarke hit a couple of double tons,
Yep.
albeit on flatter pitches. I get it. But Bumrah, every ball is an event.
Look, I know you say not as an Australian fan, but if a bowler like Jasprit Bumrah was playing against my team, I would just laugh, because there isn't any, and it's laugh because it's not funny. It's laugh because I'm so angry that I'm so angry that I have to laugh, because if I don't laugh, I'll cry.
More, it's more a shrugging of the shoulders. I'm like, how do you
Yeah,
face that? We have
yeah.
a go at our
I mean,
number three, and it's
fair play
tough.
to opposition.
Yeah, it's like fair play to the guy because the way he angles it in and then nips it away, you got to play at it. And then, you think, okay, I'll try and leave it, but then all of a sudden he'll get one to jag back into you.
Yep.
And you've got, he bowls
It's
40 centimeters in front of where
yep.
a normal bowler, because he's extraordinary. That's why I call
And
the other bowlers
that's the
normal.
thing I wanted to touch on
Got less
with
time to react.
because you touched on Sam Constance. Do you throw an 18, 20-year-old in front of Boxing Day crowd or SCG crowd,
In great
against
form, and
Bumrah? Against Bumrah, let's not forget.
he's in superb form. Unbelievable talent. I've said in before before the series, I said, look, I'd like to see him have the summer, play Shield cricket across the country, and improve. And he's in superb form. I don't think they'll do it. And
Yep.
I'd like to see him make his debut in the West Indies next year. I think
Look,
that'll be a good time to make his
here's
debut.
because here's a picture I was just thinking earlier. Imagine it's Boxing Day, 90,000 crowd. You got Sam Constance facing the first over. He looks behind. There's Rishabh Pant as the wicket keeper. He looks over to second slip. There's Virat Kohli. He looks over at mid off. There's Ravindra Jadeja, and he looks at the bowler, and that's Jasprit
Yeah,
Bumrah.
I think Bumrah is the biggest threat. Like
Yeah.
to me,
No,
I feel
but from
confident.
an overwhelming factor, how do
Of
you how
course,
yeah, in that environment?
look, he's a very confident kid, and he'd go out there and express himself. But the issue is, you're going to expose him to Bumrah. You expose anyone to Bumrah, I suppose, it's very, very tough. McSweeney's found that out. And there's the argument on Twitter today, look, even if he does fail in his two tests, if they bring him in, if he does fail, it's not going to ruin him. And I understand that argument as well, because he can recover from that and things like that, but I don't know. I'd like to see him do more in Shield, and develop consistency and that appetite for runs over a long period of time, and then we bring him in, possibly in that West Indies series for next year, because I don't know how much longer Usman Khawaja can go on for.
Yep,
It's a
absolutely.
tough one. There's a case for it. I'd like to see him do more in domestic, do more of his thing, and develop more.
Yep.
But if they bring him in, which I don't think they will, but if they do, then we'll get behind him and support him and see how he goes.
Now, on to the big announcement. Ashwin retires. I know a few left-handers would be taking a big sigh of relief. A few batters would be taking a big sigh of relief as well, just in general. But what a cricketer. What an absolute legend of the game. Probably India's greatest spinner. For me, growing up as a leg spinner, it was always Anil Kumble. And then you saw someone like Ravichandran Ashwin. I think it was absolute, what a menace for left-handers. It'll be so sad to see him, to not see him and Jadeja bowl in tandem in Indian conditions, with that classic Dhoni appeal, and or Jai Pant screaming, "Come on, Ash!" from behind the stumps. It's such an amazing career that he has had, starting in 2011, and he has been the big factor why India has had home dominance for so many years. He is one of the biggest sculptures of that dominance, and him, six he en ends up with what, six test hundreds as well, 537 wickets. I mean, yeah, it's just sad. It's sad to see him go. The decision why he made it, there's speculations, but I think it's as simple as he was disappointed with the changes that have been happening with the spinners in Australia. Probably they must have told him that he's not going to play Melbourne and Sydney, that they might go with Sundar and Jadeja, as the two spinners. And then, yeah, that would have sort of firmed up his decision even more. But I think Rohit said in the press conference that as soon as he landed in Perth, Ashwin had already made his decision, and back then. So yeah, it would have been a long time coming, even after the New Zealand series maybe. So yeah, but I think all
Thing you
credit,
made.
yeah, or I think from my end, and a lot of the I think a lot of Indian fans share the same sentiment, that a lot of credit, all the credit should go to Ashwin for picking the right time to retire. He clearly saw his decline over the years, over the last 12 months. Even in the England series, he wasn't he didn't look like Ravi Ashwin that we know. And the
Especially
New
in that
Zealand
New
series
Zealand
as
series.
yeah and the New Zealand series as well. So yeah, it's really sad that he isn't going to get a home farewell as well. But I am really, really excited to see him speak on cricket for the broadcasters. That is such an exciting prospect. If Fox Sports can manage to get him for MCG and SCG, that'll be an amazing thing.
That'd be fun, because that's the thing, right? He's not just a fantastic bowler with skill, but he's one of the sharpest minds in cricket. Sort of tweeting about it. He's a very, very good thinker. And we saw it in last year's Border Gavaskar Trophy. Like, people were talking about, remember he got Marnus and Smith, I think it was consecutive deliveries.
Yes.
Can't remember which test it was. It may have been the first or the
I
second
think it was
test.
the I think it was the Adelaide test.
No, I'm talking about in the last year's Border Gavaskar Trophy in
Oh,
India. So he's
okay. Yeah. I think it
bowling
was
around the wicket. He gets one to come back into Marnus with the turn, and then he gets the next one to go across Smith, and he nicks off. And there was the talk that, oh, look, and maybe it's just natural variation, but you can see the difference in the seam position. So he gets the seam position on the 45-degree
An
angle to
absolute
Marnus, and it spins back.
artist. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the one, the horizontal seam, more to the undercutter to Smith, that goes straight on. Like, Ashwin was a very good thinking bowler. And he's done that many times throughout his career, that type of bowling. It's not just a fluke, it's not just natural variation. He's a thinker of the game. You could see the way he speaks. He's very sharp mind, understands cricket really, really, really well. So he's had a great career, and as an Aussie, I'll be very happy he's not bowling anymore in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, especially in India. That's nice. But he's had a great career, and you should be very proud of
Absolutely.
what he's achieved. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can also sense a couple of more maybe one more retirement coming at the end of the series, but we'll talk about that
Yeah,
when we get there.
could be the case for Australia too. You never know.
Well, at the end of the third test, the scoreline is 1-1. Big day is Boxing Day. I'll be there watching it
I
live
won't,
from
mate.
stadium. And it's 90,000 crowd fully packed. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day. Hopefully the weather holds up. India and Australia both are incredibly fragile at the moment. Both will take a lot of positives from the third test. A lot of negatives for both teams as well. It'll be exciting. We'll be there. We'll be talking about it. Subscribe to our audio podcast on Spotify and Apple, and you can watch the video on YouTube as well. So, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Congratulations to Ashwin on a fantastic career, and thank you, Shabel. Thank you to all the listeners. Have a good night.
Everyone, have a great Christmas. See you Boxing Day.